franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 16 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. We're meeting with Dan and Ashley O'Loughlin, founders of Pet Bar. And Pet Bar offers full-service approach to a pet spa and grooming service that both pets and their owners can appreciate. And we're going to talk to Dan and Ashley about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 16 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dan and Ashley O'Loughlin, founders of Pet Bar. And Pet Bar offers a full-service approach to a pet spa and grooming service that both pets and their owners can appreciate. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Dan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you?
How are you doing? Fantastic. Thank you, Marty, for having us.
That's wonderful. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's great to have both of you on the show today. I always like to ask, where are you calling from today, Ashley and Dan?
We are in Dallas, Texas, real close to SMU in downtown, and both of our company stores are about 7 and 12 minutes away. We have about 5 minutes away as well.
Mm-hmm.
And today is about 100 degrees and feels about 200 outside.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I shouldn't complain here. I think we're at 75 in Pennsylvania today, so it's not quite as bad, is it?
We're jealous.
Very.
Yes, absolutely. You know, when I read about your story, Dan and Ashley, I said I had to have you on the show, you know, because I was inspired. I said, you know, we've been doing the show now for 16 years, and I always said, you know, every franchise seems to have a story. And when I read yours, I said, wow, this is really interesting. Maybe, you know, either one of you, you can kind of go back to the beginning and talk about, you know, the catalyst on how this whole thing came about. I thought it was a great story.
Awesome. Well, Ashley's background, she was more in IBM. She was corporate level. Mm-hmm. And my background was definitely in the industry of the gym industry, right? Health and nutrition and stuff as mm-hmm. well. And then I moved into the tanning industry. And the tanning industry was fantastic. And we grew that to a point of where we kind of wanted to see what else was out there, what
right.
else could be done. We had mm-hmm. about 11 stores at one time and sold off everything and decided to kind of move in a different direction. So
right.
that's when we decided to make a difference. And it actually came about by looking for a groomer. Our groomer had gotten a divorce. And the mm-hmm. groomer moved off, and our little Bella, our dog,
right.
Had nowhere to go. And
right.
we went into a business that had self-wash, and I was like, wow, that's the energy I was looking for. That
right.
is exactly the Starbucks energy that we were
yep.
hoping for. And I told my wife, I said, this is where we're going to lead. We didn't know which direction we would go. Would we go into
mm-hmm.
the vet space or the kennel, but after doing a lot of research and talking with a lot of people in the different industries within pet industry, it was kind of made sense for us to move forward in the grooming side.
Right.
So that's
right.
where we jumped on. We actually went to a commercial space and
mm-hmm.
talked to the landlord about opening up this pet concept, which was going to be in Highland Park, a wealthy area of Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And the landlord said, you know, let's take a chance and see what happens. And, you know, we did. We jumped on board, and we started building out. We didn't really know what we had on hand. We kind of,
right.
the plan kind of adjusted as we felt fit. And I remember to this day when I first called my tub manufacturer and said, hey, we really were thinking about opening up a facility, grooming
mm-hmm.
facility, and what are your thoughts on these tubs? I want to order some stainless steel tubs.
Right.
And the person said, how many? And I said, well, we're going to order 7. And the person behind the phone was like, oh, no, you do not need 7 tubs. There is no way you would need that many tubs. And tried to talk me out of it. So I went back to the drawing board and was almost about to change things. And I decided to stick with my gut feeling that we did need that many. And we did open. We opened that store with a great deal of success. It took off. I mean, immediately
wow.
the community, you know, accepted us and took off. And we were excited about the growth, very, very quick growth. We didn't know if we were going to head into the corporate side and open up
mm-hmm.
a bunch of stores or ourselves or go into the franchise. But we did discover that we were growing out of our store. We were we didn't have the room, the capacity at the current location. So we had to find another location where we could spill over
right.
our dogs. And that's when we looked for our second location within about – oh, it's about a 12-minute drive, about a 3-mile radius. And
mm-hmm.
We opened that store, but here came COVID. And
right
in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
2020, we opened that store, and I
wow.
was scared to death. What I had on
of
hand,
course.
All the businesses around me were closed. This was considered
yeah.
an essential business. We didn't think that it could be, so we contacted the city and they said, no, you are considered essential business. And
right,
like, are you sure? You know,
right.
I can't get a hair tub with
myself
right,
and get my dog
that's great. That's
so the second store opened, we were doing clipboards and
curbside
and
mm-hmm.
Definitely had the dogs going in and out. We didn't have any self-wash. But that store as well, we just started really crushing it right off the bat, even with
wow.
COVID. It just was wow. really, and I was like, this is something to do. This is something here. And so with that, we kind of started our efforts, really started thinking about it about the tail end of 19, early 20, which way we were going to go. And we
okay.
started really pushing for franchising in late 2020.
Wow. What a great story, Dan and Ashley. You know, and that's why, you know, I wanted to have you on the show, because I was inspired when I read about it. It kind of reminded me, you know, when you were telling the story, Dan, about, I don't know if you ever seen the movie, Dan and Ashley, the founder, when Ray Kroc was selling these milkshake mixers, you know, right? It sounds so familiar. Like, you know, he calls up, you know, the McDonald brothers, and he said, no, that must be a mistake. You don't want that many, you know. And it's funny, the parallels of your story to this, you know, there are those parallels, you know. It's fascinating when I hear this story. And, you know, when we're thinking about, I mean, pets, it really is amazing. You know, I mean, I can go back to my first pet when I was like 4 years old. And I think about, you know, when pets sometimes even had dog houses, you know, they'd be outside of the backyard. And we just think about how pets have, they've become part of the family today, haven't they? I have had a friend who had, she had a wedding, and the dogs were part of the wedding pictures. I mean, pets are really part of the family today, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we sure do cherish our little furry friends coming through the doors and make sure that they're all well taken care of, and the customers as well. We sure do acknowledge that that's a fantastic experience that we're trying to promote in our stores. And so very excited for that.
Yeah, awesome. Now dogs are sleeping in our beds instead of the dog.
Right. That's true, right? That's exactly, right? And the dog takes up all the space. And exactly. It's so true. It is amazing, though, you know, and it's wonderful at the same time. So when we're talking about, you know, the services that you provide, because I thought you had some interesting services. You probably hear all the time, you know, Pet Bar is not a place you go to drink, right? You have some really great services. Maybe you can talk about that.
Sure. We did have a phone call one time from someone, and the gal on the phone asked, hey, what time do the bands come on? And
right, exactly.
My response was, they're going to be there, you know,
right,
at 9 o'clock, three dog night.
Yes. Oh, that's funny.
But generally speaking, our services include the self-wash, of course, and that was really our big founding kind of consideration there, what we wanted to do, the grooming side as well, and
full-service washes,
full service.
We can do the wash.
Right.
Absolutely.
I saw the pet taxi, too. Was that something part of it, too?
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. We run out, and if the customer has that request, we definitely make sure that that can be handled as well.
Yeah.
It's all dependent on the franchisee and whether they want to have that experience for their customers as well. But we definitely want to offer that if we can, and have that need in our communities.
And when thinking about the, is there a percentage, or maybe it depends on the location, Dan and Ashley, I'm thinking of, do most people opt for self-service, or do they go for full service, or is it kind of a combination?
It's kind of a combination, but we are experiencing different markets, especially, you know, your markets that involve more apartments and that type of a younger customer, possibly. They seem to kind of gravitate towards more of the self-wash side.
Right.
And we see a lot of that in those different markets. And then on the more of our stores, where they are more family-oriented and that type of scenario, we generally see more of the
full-service
wash and
grooming. That would make sense.
They're like, Right,
exactly. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I'm thinking about, you know, how does Pet Bar, how are you using technology in the franchise model today?
Great question.
Yeah, well, like I say, technology was my former career choice in life.
Yeah.
From IBM Global Services, another start. When Dan and I got married, more the entrepreneurship side of things, like with him.
Right.
But it's always been my role to kind of bring technology, since that's my background, to every business that we've kind of been involved with, including Pet Bar. We definitely try to stay as innovative as possible when it comes to technology. We do have a client app, so people can easily go on, they can book their services. They can see their previous, you know, appointments as well as, you know, manage their pet profile. We also utilize a lot of texting. So, I mean, everything on your phone these days. So, you can easily the client can contact us, the groomer can contact the client, say your pet's ready to pick up, they can send a picture, this is what you like. Anything making it easier on the client.
Yeah.
As far as the pet industry, there's not a whole lot of technology that is developed, but
right.
We found a great fit, and, you know, really their willingness to work with us and to do more in the pet industry is nice, because they know that the pet industry is not going away. So,
They,
you know, we're working with them to, you know, make things better and more customized to what our needs are. You know, we're continually working on projects and stuff to make it more towards our model.
Yeah, I think that's great, Ashley. You know, and I've been doing the show 16 years now, and you know what impresses me the most is the magnitude of your industry. I don't know what the numbers are today, you know, but I know obviously you're not, the numbers are in the billions. Are there numbers as far as how big the pet industry is today?
Oh wow, it's huge. The total pet market is about some folks value it differently and others, but about $135 billion.
Right. Wow.
It's an incredible, huge number for the industry. It increased about 11% from last year alone. And even better, the pet service market that includes grooming and bathing increased 20%. So the grooming side of it that we actually do is $11.4 billion industry.
Wow.
And the
growth is incredible. Yeah, the growth is incredible, Dan. When I hear those numbers, you know, I mean, it just seems like it keeps going up, you know, the longer I do the show, you know, and it's one of the things I always tell aspiring entrepreneurs to look for is, you know, how big is the industry and looking towards the growth of the industry. And obviously the pet industry, you know, fits that criteria. It's got to be up on the top of all the industries that I interview, you know, in doing the show. And I have a question for both of you. Either one could be the first to answer, but what's been one of the most interesting things that have happened to you since launching the Pet Bar? I know you probably have, both of you, Dan and Ashley, have hundreds of stories, but if you can narrow it down to one or two things, does anything kind of stand out to you over the years where you kind of say, wow?
Seeing how everything fell into place, our development team, real estate, architect, project manager, SEO, PR teams, that was really interesting that it just kind of almost made sense. You know, I reflect back to what you were saying about the founder in McDonald's. You know,
yes,
he came on board and it just made sense. Everything started falling in place and, you know, people came into our lives and want to do this as well, which is kind of interesting. You know, they really love pets. They love dogs.
They
really help crusade this and build this into the communities as well. And that's really exciting. And that's one definite interesting side to it. Ashley?
I would say seeing how long customers stay. I mean, you know, like your haircutter, you know, once you find somebody that you really like, you want to stay with them. So, you know, our first member is still with us since the first day that we opened. So it's just how loyal people are and they, you know, really want to stay with you. Unfortunately, there is some sad in the industry where the puppies die, but usually we get the next puppy. So.
No, absolutely. I think those are great responses, you know, to the question. Maybe we can jump to franchising, Ashley and Dan. I mean, what's important to you when taking on or considering a new franchisee? What's most important to you?
You're always looking for somebody that really is in step, in tune, one way or another, either in business or, you know, very, very excited about the pet business. Of course, there is the folks that are, you know, just wild about dogs and such. It is exciting that you feel that energy and such, but it is, at the end of the day, it is a business. And, you know, we need to be able to pay our bills. It's nice to be able to pet dogs, but So I always think, you know, an outgoing people person that loves dogs, a strong manager, I think, you know, if you're not able to be that person, you will need to be able to hire that type of person as
right.
well.
Right. Right.
You need to have good leadership skills. Sales, able to hire people with that skill set is very important.
Yeah, I think that's a great response. So how does the training work then, Dan and Ashley? I mean, once you decide, you know, there is a fit there and they do want to come on board as a franchisee, so would the training work where they come to corporate headquarters? How does that work?
Yeah, so as soon as they sign the franchise agreement, really, really start day one with all of our teams. We have our real estate and site selection team, you know, looking for their site as soon as they sign on. And then you know, once we approve the site, they start working with our design and construction team. Mm-hmm. And in the back, you know, working on grassroots marketing, you know, while it's being built out. We're always, you know, continually teaching them, having, you know, weekly calls, check-in calls with them. And then about 4 weeks prior to their opening or, you know, think they're going to open, they come out, usually themselves and a manager will come out. They'll come out for about a week.
Okay.
To our stores, and we do some classroom training as well. And then once they open, we go out for on-site support for, you know, 3 to 4 days, you know, in conjunction with their grand opening. And
right.
then after that, of course, you know, we're always there. We're always, you know, phone call away. We have, you know, monthly calls, check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because we're small. And
right.
at the moment, we're smaller. We have
right.
one set of stores.
Right.
In the pipeline at the moment, but we are hands-on, so we
yeah.
do take on those calls. Every franchisee opens up, and you know
right.
they're excited. There's a lot of questions and everything
yeah.
else, so we're always there for any questions that might come up as well.
I mean, the good thing is Dan and I have pretty much seen it all. We've been in the trenches. We work in the stores. We still are in the stores, so.
Right.
We've seen it all.
Yeah. No. That's great. And there's a lot to be said for that, you know, Dan and Ashley. You know, it's like there was always like a running joke of like, you know, I think Subway at one point they got so big that they would call their franchisee like franchisee number, you know, 8,291 or something like, you know, and it was just right the ability to be able to get you know what I mean. Both of you together, you know, to actually be able to even correspond and meet with you and communicate with you. I think, you know, I think there's so much value, you know, to that. It's a nice place where you are right now. And, you know, one of the questions we like to ask people like yourselves is because, I mean, there's so many franchise opportunities out there. What advice would either one of you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise, because it does get a little bit overwhelming in the beginning. And now, you know, both of you have experience in doing this. What would you tell our listeners? What advice would you give them in their quest to buy a franchise?
I would say make sure it lines up with your expectations of effort lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a passion? Are you excited about it? I mean,
right.
you know, definitely we've seen folks that are, more investment oriented, and then there are folks out there that are, you know, passionate about the pet business and about being
right.
around dogs. But I think you have to separate the two a little bit there sometimes to make sure. One of our big questions that a potential franchisee is just flat out, do you like dogs?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
If you don't like dogs, this is not a place.
No,
for
it's
you.
Not going to work. Right.
You know, even at an investment level, it's really probably not the
right
place for you. So that's a biggie for us. We have to be in line with that.
Right.
It is not easy to be a business owner. You have to have some
right.
patience and some understanding that it takes time to service business, and you may feel like quitting. In fact, I know I make running jokes that my first year I quit 10 times.
Is that right? That's great. I like that.
You know, and I kept questioning, did I make the right decision?
Yeah.
All that.
Right.
At the end of the day, I sure did. I wish
yeah.
I would have found this earlier. I wish I'd have found
it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years
that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful. I think that's great advice. So if you can, if you could look into a crystal ball, Ashley and Dan, whether that crystal ball is a year or 3 years or 5 years, where do you see PEPFAR in the future?
Wow. You know, great question. I mean, could we ever be McDonald's? I don't know.
Right, right.
Sure. In terms of that, but are we excited about the growth so far? Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Are we determined to grow this in a lot of communities? Absolutely. We really want to be in every community and be the number one choice for pet parents to bring their pets to them clean every day. That's kind of our theme and what we really are hoping for. We're for steady, accelerated growth through franchise development. We actually just brought on a CFO. His name is Mike Barheit. He was from the Buff City Soap franchise brand.
Okay.
And Rick Hoffler, who is our chief development officer for this. So we're really pushing forward on all that. And right now we're seeing some of the effort pay off and are taking to some multi-unit operators as well.
That's great. And it could be an international concept too, right? I mean, why not? I mean, right, it could be certainly part of every community, but not just here in the States, but why not Canada or Mexico or, you know, anywhere, you know, in the world? You know, it makes so much sense. So, you know, I think it's fantastic. What's the best way, Dan and Ashley, for our listeners to get more information on PEPFAR, whether it's the franchise opportunity or even the service itself? Are there any websites you can kind of direct them to?
Absolutely. They could always call me directly. I love talking about PEPFAR.
Okay.
You know, I'll probably bore them to tears, but I love talking about PEPFAR. But actually, PEPFARinc.com is where they need to adhere to first off.
That's fantastic. That's great. And I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to both of you, Dan and Ashley. And I would like to already invite you back, you know, in the next year or so as you continue to grow, because, you know, I think this is a wonderful franchise opportunity.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, we love that. Thank you so much, Marty, for having us.
Oh, this has been my pleasure, Dan and Ashley. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.